Are you excited to hear the word of God po this morning? Before po, I share to you the series, the part of the series, Walk Your Talk. Allow me to read po muna. Just open your Bibles to Psalm chapter 91. Psalm 91 verses 9 to 11. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Purihin ang Panginoon, for he has his promise to us against all the disaster we are seeing po around the globe. But the promise of the Lord, just say it. Just say it. Can we say it? The Lord is my refuge. One, two, ready, go. The Lord is my refuge. Say it with conviction. Say it in faith. The Lord is my refuge. One more time. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is your refuge. The Lord is my refuge. And He will dwell among us. And no harm will overtake us. No disaster will come your tent, near your tent. Hindi po tayo nag-positive thinking. Hindi po tayo nag-make-believe. Hindi po tayo nag-wish ko lang. Our declaration is founded on the Word of God. And our walk is founded on the Word of the Lord. So let us be sober in prayer. Let us humble ourselves and be ready for any time that there will be changes in our nation. But one thing for sure, God is our refuge. Amen? God is our refuge. So when the sun is still up, kung masikat po ang araw, bukas ang lahat ng mga pintuan, upang tayo dumulog sa presensya ng Panginoon, bakit po hindi? Today we will be praying for our brethren abroad in Europe po. Particularly in Italy, the churches of Pastor Bishop Francis Santos were all locked down because of the coronavirus. And they are communicating through emails and chat and video and everything. No po, but no one is allowed to go out. So ayaw po natin itong mangyari sa atin. Pero sabi po dito, we keep on declaring the Lord is our refuge. And we will be praying for our brothers, sisters, part of the body of Christ in the whole world, in South Korea, in China, in everywhere. So shall we all bow down our heads and in hope, in the power of the resurrection of Jesus, we will come to Him, we will believe in His resurrection power, in His grace upon us all. Father, we say, we declare, You are our refuge. You are with us and no harm will overtake us. No disaster will come near our tent. Salamat Panginoon, You are with us and You are for us. Lord, as the terror of coronavirus is approaching us, we pray, Father, for Your special covering upon Your children. We pray for Your righteous hand to cover us and to resist all the plague that is spreading right now around the world in the name of Jesus. Lord, we remember our brethren. We remember the body of Christ here in the world, Lord. Panginoon, dalangin po namin sa kanila pong disappointment, sa kanila pong fear, sa kanila pong mga pangamba. We just pray, Father, that You will come near them and they will be delighted with Your word, even they are not in the church, Lord, they will be strengthened in faith and they will walk in righteousness with You. Father, we thank You because You are good. We thank You because You are in control. We thank You that You are the God who is sovereign. And Lord, all this will come to pass in the name of Jesus. At babalik ang lahat ng sigla, Panginoon, especially in declaring Your word through the nations, Lord, making disciples through the nations. Lord, we talk to this coronavirus in the name of Jesus to be gone right now. Hindi niya pwedeng hadlangan ang anumang gawain ng misyon, anumang gawain ng Panginoon to spread the gospel through the nations of the world. We thank You, God. This is our hope in the power of Your resurrection, Jesus, we pray. Everybody say, Amen. 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 Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. We have the God of hope, the God of resurrection, amen. And to all the ladies in the house, yan, happy Women's Month po sa inyo. You are beautiful, you are chosen, you are blessed, you are empowered, you are redeemed. So, basahin niyo po yung mga stickers ninyo. Wala pong aksidente sa Panginoon. What you have received right now, it's how just the Lord looks at you. Amen? So, naiingit daw po mga kalalakihan. But every one of us is beautiful and chosen by the Lord. So, happy Women's Month. Muli po, palakpakan natin ng Lord sa buhay ng mga kababaihan. Hallelujah. But today's message is not an accident as well. At hindi po ito sinadya na para daw po, dahil Women's Month, ito ang pag-usapan natin. Hindi po. Dahil ito ay hindi po patungkol sa mga kababaihan lamang. Alright? So we will talk about later yung ating pong pinaka-main topic. Balikan lang po natin yung ating review po tayo sa ating series last week. So sabi po dito, faith that works. No? Yan, you can click it. Faith that works. Do you still remember yung tinapik po sa atin last week ni Pastor Al? Sabi po dito, yung faith that works daw, this is not the kind of faith that saves, but the kind of faith which shows evidences that a person is truly saved. Malinaw po ba yun? Tinukoy po dito yung uri ng pananampalataya na merong pong kasamang gawa, no po? Pero hindi ito nakakaligtas sa atin. Still, Jesus alone, by our faith in Him that saves us. Pero sabi dito, faith that works show evidences that a person is truly saved. And faith that works is measured by good deeds. So yun daw po palang faith na gumagana, yung faith na buhay, yung faith na dynamic, no? Hindi dead, hindi demonic, but faith that works is measured by good deeds. Nakikita at nasusukat sa mga mabubuting gawa. At ano daw po yun? Faith not by mere words, but words with action. Amen? So makikita po natin dito sa salita ni Santiago na kanya po tayong hinamon at kanya po tayong tinuruan, no po, mula sa pamantayan ng langit, na kung tayo talaga ay kaisa ni Kristo, tayo hindi lamang Kristiyano sa ating labi, kundi tayo ay Kristiyano sa totoong gawa. And today, we will go through the next part of the series, and sinasabi po dito, faith that works by good deeds has evidences, and the first evidence, or faith that works by good deeds, is first evident in the use of our tongue. Yan. So, kung titignan daw po natin, good deeds, that's plural, that's in general. Pero mabuti po si Santiago na kanya tayong tinuturuan sa mga detalye ng buhay. Again, the book of James is a book of practical Christianity. And hindi po niya tayo iniwanan at a loss. So bahala na kayo kung anong good deeds ninyo, kung anong feel ninyo, kung anong talent ninyo, kung ano kaya ang napapanahon na gawin ninyo, sige gawin ninyo. Kung anong kaya ninyo, kung sa tingin ninyo ay magagawa ninyo, gawin ninyo. But praise the Lord because the Word of God is so direct, so specific, and so concise that it leads us to its, ano po, direct point na paano daw po natin ipapakita yung good deeds natin. Tayong lahat. In what way we could say that I am saved by the Lord and my salvation is evident. And the evidence of my faith that works is in the use of my tongue. Hindi po ito sinadya para sa mga kababaihan ngayong araw na ito, kundi ito'y para sa ating lahat. So, sabi po dyan, yun daw pong tongue natin is so powerful, no? Let's take a look, Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So, nandito po ang kapangyarihan ng ating dila. Alam niyo daw po yung dila ay 2 ounces lang. 70 grams lang. Ganun lang siya kaliit. Ganun lang siya kakitid. Na bahagi ng buong katawan natin. But it has power. Meron po siyang kapangyarihan to life and death. Kaya daw po yung deeds, yung gawa natin, ay dapat pong maging mabuti at ito'y kukonekta sa pagbibigay ng buhay at hindi kamatayan. Dahil kung ano man daw po ang bibigkasin natin, ano man daw po ang dadaluyin ng ating mga pananalita at ng ating mga dila, tayo din daw po mismo ang unang kakain nito. Today, I will be sharing with you the part of the series Walk Your Talk from James 3:1-2. The title of this message is Taming the Tongue. Taming means disciplinahin, train, discipline, train, lead it, control it. Taming the tongue. So let's take a look again. James chapter 3 verses 1-2. Sabi po dito, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. So kami po pala ang pinatutungkulan dito ni Santiago. Tayo pong mga cross-training teachers. Tayo pong mga life group leaders. And those who are aspiring to be teachers. Sabi po dito, mga kapatid, huwag tayong maghangad na maging guro. Bakit daw po? Kasi nga, tayo ng mga nagtuturo ay hahatulan ng mas mahigpit, mas mataas kaysa sa iba. So there is a greater accountability among teachers. Mayroon po tayong pananagutan, tayong mga guro, tayong mga preachers, tayo pong mga leaders, may pananagutan po tayo. To whom much is given, much is required. But again, hindi naman po ito sasabihin natin, kaya nga ba ayoko na mag-teacher eh. Kaya ayoko na mag-serve. Kaya ayoko na mag-life group leader kasi i-judge lang ako ng mga tao. No, both of us, no, sabi po dito, lahat tayo, both the teachers, no, and the students will be held accountable sa ating pong mga ganap at gawa at mga salita. So, balit ang mga teachers lamang daw po ay may higit, mas padagdag na test ng measurement of accountability. So, all of us will be tested with accountability no po, dito sa larangan ng paggamit ng ating dila. Pero mas higit ang accountability test, ang accountability para po sa mga guro. Minsan po, ang mga pastor, no, ay talagang nangangarap na talagang, Lord, give me big sheepfold. Lord, give me thousands upon thousands of people in the church. Give me more and more disciples. Be very careful about what we ask. Kasi nga po, people are paying attention to us. And more than what we say, no, kung ano daw po yung ginagawa natin, tinitignan natin, ito'y ba'y tutumbas sa ating mga gawa. At ito ang magiging influence sa maraming mga tao. Para po kay Santiago, dalawa pong bagay ang kanyang binabalanse sa tuwina. Na. Kapag daw po tayo ay mga magtuturo at maglilingkod sa Panginoon, tayong mga magulang ay nagtuturo din sa ating mga anak. No, the quality and the consistency of our faith. Pag po sinabing quality, it's how you handle the truth. Pag sinabing, ito pong aking life group leader, itong aking teacher, itong aking pastor, has the quality of being a teacher. What does it mean? He knows how to handle the truth. He knows how to interpret the Bible. He knows how to teach. He knows how to correct. He knows how to rebuke. He knows how to train people into righteousness. That's the quality of handling the truth. No po. Pero pagka sinabi pong, yung truth ba consistent sa faith mo? Ito na po yun. How we live by faith. By the faith. How we live by the truth. Yan po ang dalawang babalansihin natin. The quality, how we handle the truth, how we teach the truth, and the consistency and its consistency with what we teach. At dito po tayo susukatin. Ang totoo daw pong pananampalataya, ang buhay na pananampalataya, a living faith or a dynamic faith produces external changes. Hindi pa pwedeng, basta Kristiyano na lang ako, ay ikaw lang ang nakakaalam nun, at sinasabi mong basta kami na lang ni Lord ang nagkakaintindi. The people must know it, the people must see it, particularly, primarily, Christ in you. Therefore, a living faith produces Christ, His likeness, His character, and it is externally shown in your speech, in your action, in your walk. Alam niyo daw po, ang maling paggamit ng dila, ang maling mga pananalita, ay talaga daw pong nakakapag-create ng division, ng separation, ng mga paghihiwalay, hindi lang ng mga tao, kundi mismo ng iglesia ng Panginoon. The tongue is like a thermometer that measures our spiritual temperature. No po, kung ano daw po ang itsura, ang tabas, sabi nga nila, ang labas ng mga salita sa ating dila, ito daw po ay nagpapakita ng spiritual condition of your heart. Sa bawat pagpasok po natin ngayon sa mall, di ba? Talagang meron na pong scanning, temperature scanning. Habang ginagawa ko po itong message, na parang nagbiro si Lord, na sana daw sa church, meron ding tongue scanning. Pero God sees everything. He hears everything. He knows everything in us, what we say in public, what we say in private. And the tongue is like a thermometer that measures our spiritual temperature. Sa medical science daw po, meron pa dyan picture. Pinapakita daw po dyan yung ano po eh, yung reflexology chart na maliit lamang yung dila, no, 2 ounces lang siya or 70 grams, pero kaya niya, no, may effect sa bawat bahagi nito ang dila. So, mula po sa puso, sa stomach, sabi po dyan, sa pancreas, sa intestine, sa bladder, sa kidney, sa liver, all the major organs of our body is connected, are connected to this little organ, the tongue. Kaya po sabi dito, teachers, you will be held accountable. No, greater accountability po ang nasa ating lahat. But this doesn't mean that you, the members of the life group, the members of this church, the simple ones, the quiet ones, you will not be accountable anymore. No, every one of us. But to whom much is given, much is required. Tayong lahat ay nagkakamali, ang sabi po ng verse. Every one of us. Balik po kuya doon sa verse 1. Ang sabi po niya, all of us. Sabi niya, not many of you should become teachers. Verse 2, we all stumble. So, hindi po porkit Women's Day, eh, pag-usapan natin ng dila dahil ang mga babae ay talaga nahuhulog sa mga salita. We all. Dito po ina-admit ni Santiago na even him, as the servant of Christ, di ba yun po yung pakilala niya? As a servant in the 12 tribes, as a servant of Christ, I also stumble. Saan po siya nahuhulog? Saan po siya nalalagpag? Sabi dito, tayong lahat ay nagkakamali sa iba't ibang paraan ng paggamit ng ating dila. Lahat po tayo ay may dila. Amen? Lahat tayo, ibig sabihin, lahat ng may dila, lahat tayo prone to stumbling. At minsan po, tayo po mismo ang nahuhulog, tayo po mismo ang may gawa, tayo mismo ang may salita ng ating ikahuhulog. Tingnan po natin ang sabi dito, saan ba tayo nahuhulog? Saan ba tayo? We all stumble in words. Like boasting. Exaggeration, selective reporting, criticism, gossip, slander, cruelty, two-facedness, anger, flattery, insincere words meant to gain favor. These are the things, no po, that make us stumble. Using this little tiny organ in our body, na halos lahat na ng major organs natin ay connected sa Kanya. But not only physiologically, makikita natin ang connection ng lahat nito sa dila. Maging ang ating mga galaw, maging ang ating direction po ay connected. Na po, tayo po ay, dito nga po ay, yun nga po, boasting, no? Pagmamalaki. Na alam naman na po natin ang mga examples, no? Like, for example, yung pagpo-post natin sa mga FB, mabuti po ngayon ang DepEd. I salute DepEd because isa pong pinagbawal ng DepEd na i-post sa FB or any social media connection, application, wala pong ipopost regarding sa inyong mga anak with achievement. Isa po ako dun na nagpo-post ng mga achievements ng mga anak, especially na sa elementary and high school. No po, pagka with honors, with high honors, diba nakaka-proud naman po talaga? Pero ipagmamalaki mo yun. Pero yun palang direction na yun, no? It could make you stumble. Alam niyo po, 2 weeks ago, Pastor Al gave me this message. Assignment ko daw po. At tinatanggihan ko. Alam niyo po kung bakit ko tinatanggihan? Tanungin niyo po ako, bakit? Ayan. Kasi po, I know for sure that every message that God will assign to me, I will be tested first. Ako po muna ang susukatin ng Diyos. So one time, I have posted a picture. Na dahil excited ako sa pagiging nanay at labandera, I posted a picture na ako po'y nag-makeup at maglalaba. I don't know if you have seen that. And then, ang dami po nag-comment and I feel so parang, hey, parang hindi naman ako nag-crave for attention, pero nagulat po ako, my friends, na parang marami pong bumate. Alam niyo po, I took off that picture. Tinanggal ko po yung picture na yon. Because God is dealing me, was dealing me na po during this message. Kasi sabi ko, ayoko mag-preach eh. Kasi una po ako i-measure ng Lord. And alam niyo po, this week, na po, the youngest counselee that I've ever had in my life was a 10-year-old girl. Isang 10 taong gulang na bata. No, hindi po si Abriel yon. She just chatted me and expressed all her heartaches and all her disappointments in school, in family. And sabi ko, wow, lumalabas sa puso ng bata, no, sa kanyang bilang, lahat ng kanyang longings. And this is really, ito na po yung panahon natin na talagang we deal with them and sana nga po yun, no exaggeration. No selective reporting. Hindi mo pinipili pag ikaw ay nagkwento sa ibang tao. Hindi mo pinipili lamang ang mga magagandang bagay. Diba? Pastor Arnold spoke to us about favoritism. Minsan may ikukwento ka. Mga kwentong pili. Particularly, primarily, why? Kasi it favors you. It favors the family. It favors your career. It favors your studies. That's why you deleted, you negate other stories, part of the stories, just to highlight. No, selected lamang yung ikukwento mo para paboran ka ng kausap mo. And this will make us stumble. Criticism. No po, criticism is yung talaga pong wala na po kayo nakita kundi talagang kapintasan. Like, napipintasan ang mga cups ng Lord's Supper, napipintasan ang mga bulaklak, napipintasan ang mga pulpito, napipintasan ang mga tao. That's criticism. And then sabi dito, ang kaibahan ng gossip at slander, yung gossip is not about you. There is no connection about you. Wala na itong patungkol sa'yo, pero gusto mong pag-usapan. Slander is destroying one's character. Yung pagka nagsalita ka na, nagkwento ka na tungkol sa ibang tao, tapos sasamahan mo na ng iyong emosyon at pinapatay mo na yung tao at ginajudge mo na yung tao doon sa iyong pagkukwento. And this is slander. Anger, galit, flattery. Alam niyo daw po yung flattery? Yung mga mabulaklak na salita. And insincere words. Hindi totoo sa'yo, pero napipilitan ka nalang sabihin para nalang may appeal for you. Two-facedness, dalawang mukha, and cruelty, pagmumura, pagkakurse, paglilabel, pagpipintas, and these are the things that will make us stumble. And even James said, we all, kasama ako doon. And sabi niya dito sa verse ito, balikan natin yung verse, know that anyone who does not fall into this trap, balikan lang natin yung verse, sabi niya doon, yun daw pong hindi daw po nahuhulog sa trap na ito. Sabi niya, anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect. This is not sarcastically declaring na, oh, perfect ka na, oh, ikaw na, sana all. Hindi. Dito pinakita po ni Santiago yung distinction. If you don't stumble, if you tame your tongue against gossiping, slandering, cruelty, anger, lying, deception, if you are able to control it, then you are a man and woman of God. For James, this is the measure of perfection. Perfection is not 100% perfect. Perfection is Christ-likeness. Perfection is living in the will of God. Perfection is abiding in the Lord. Perfection is believing and obeying the Lord at all times. At sinasabi ni James dito, kung hindi ka na nagsisinungaling, kung na-overcome mo na ang deception, kung na-overcome mo na ang gossip, kung na-overcome mo na ang anger, congratulations, because you are maturing. And this is the goal. Throughout this course, throughout this part of the series, our goal is Christian maturity. And Christian maturity is Christ-likeness. Why did James speak about this? Because he wants us to be like Christ in our good deeds. And the use of our tongue is the primary evidence of we becoming like Christ. And we all stumble. At ang sabi nga dito, sana hindi na tayo paulit-ulit na nalalaglag sa ating mga sariling gawa at sariling mga salita. Pagkus tayo ay lumalago, tayo ay nagiging kamukha ni Jesus sa tuwi-tuwi na. Now, I want us to see three power of the tongue. Number one, power is its influence to sin. Ang ating pong dila ay nakaka-impluensya sa atin sa paggawa ng kasalanan. Sa papaanong paraan daw po, when we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us. Gusto nating sumunod ang mga kabayo, naglalagay tayo ng bridle o ng bit sa kanilang dila. Ayan po, masakit, no? Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, talaga pong merong strong winds, pero sabi na they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. And then sabi niya po dito, verse 5, likewise, the tongue is a similar part of the body, but it makes great boast. Ang liit ng dila, subalit naglilid sa atin sa malaking pagmamayabang at pagmamataas. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. So we have seen, no po, yung Australian forest, bushfire. We see kung gaano yung damage. At ganito din daw po ang nagagawa ng dila. The tongue also is a fire. A world of evil among the parts of the body. Sa lahat daw po ng bahagi ng ating katawan. Ang akala po natin mata, ano po? Pero may nakatagong kayamanan na ang bukal nito ay kayamanang nakapaninira. Sabi dito, sabi niya, it corrupts the whole body. Pag po sinabing it corrupts, sinisira nito ang buong katawan. Winawasak nito ang disenyo ng Diyos. It sets the whole course of one's life on fire and is itself set on fire by hell. So, ganun po ka-detalyado po ang kwento po at description ni James patungkol sa 2.5 ounces na dila. Na nandito ang impyerno, nandito ang demonyo, nandito ang evil, nandito ang sisira, nandito ang pupuksa, nandito ang wawasak. Unless we tame it, we will all go to hell. By our tongue, our mouth leading us. We see, paano nakokontrol ang horse? Sa kanya pong dila. Meron pong bridle, meron bit. Sa kanya pong sheep, paano po ito nakokontrol? Meron pong maliit na rudder na nagpapaandar po nito. And the little fire to a forest fire. Hindi po na natin makikita kung paano po ang iba pa, no, na mga detalye ng kasalanan ng dila. Pero po sabi, it is the mouth that gives the voice to the evil that resides within our hearts. Kumbaga po eh, ang dila po ang spokesman, ang spokes thing, ang spokesperson ng puso natin. Again, sabi po natin that the tongue is the thermometer of the spiritual condition, temperature of your heart. So the tongue vocalizes the evil. At ito pong may iliit na muscle na to, ito pong 2.5 ounces muscle na ito, can destroy a life, a nation, and even the body of Christ. This is how it could happen, bring us. You know, there is one example in the Bible about the tongue being used as an influence to sin. And this is found in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Let us all together read na po. Basahin po natin with our mouth, opening, reading, na tayo lang ang nakakarinig. Let us read 2 Samuel 15, 1 to 6. Ready, go. After this, Absalom bought a chariot and horses, and he hired 50 bodyguards to run ahead of him. He got up early every morning and went up out to the gate of the city. When people brought a case to the king for judgment, Absalom would ask where in Israel they were from, and they would tell him their tribe. Then Absalom would say, "You've really got a strong case here. It's too bad that the king doesn't have anyone to hear it." Verse 4, "I wish I were the judge. Then everyone could bring their cases to me for judgment, and I would give them justice. When people tried to bow before him, Absalom would not let them. Instead, he took them by the hand and kissed them. Absalom did with this with everyone who came to the king for judgment." Everybody read aloud. "And he stole the hearts of all the people of Israel. His tongue influenced him to rebel against his own father. His tongue led him to disown the father, his own father, and his king, David. His tongue led him to make an uproar with all the people in Israel. Lalapit para kay Haring David, pero kanya pong hinahalang. At sinasabi niyang, walang panahon sa iyo si Haring David. Busy siya. You can tell it to me because I could help you. I could pray for you. I could minister to you." And then pag magbabaw na po yung mga tao sa kanya, no, 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 wag, wag. And then, hug, hug.
do that. Hindi ibig sabihin, hindi magagawa ng hari, masama yung hari at walang pagkalinga ang hari sa tao. Because he is a king. And he has distinction. But Absalom rebelled against his own dad, against his own king, and took the throne with the use of his tongue. The tongue influences us to sin. Proverbs 10:19-21, too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. The words of the godly are like sterling silver. The heart of a fool is worthless. The words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. Beware. Beware of using our tongue to sin because it has the power to bring us to destroying one's relationship, one's community, one's friendship, one's life group, one's church. Be very careful. Next, it doesn't only, sabi po dito, titingnan po natin sa mga illustration, there is a horse that needs to be tamed, so kailangan po niya ng bridle. Talaga pong nasa loob ng bibig yun, at bakal po iyon na pipigilin ang kabayo at i-turn siya to the left, to the right, kung saan po pupunta. Yun naman pong rudder na maliit na po, nagpapalakad ng malaking barko. But the question is, it's not in the smallness of the rudder, it's not in the strongest of the bridle, it's not in the power of the tongue to influence us, but the question right now is, who or what holds your tongue? Bakit napapatahimik ang kabayo? Bakit nadadala siya sa tamang direksyon? It's not because of the bridle itself, because of the one who holds the bridle. Bakit hindi naliligaw ang barko? Minsan natatanong ko, bakit hindi nagkakabungguan ang mga barko? Because there is a pilot. There is the captain who holds the steering. And who holds your tongue? What holds your tongue? If your rejection holds your tongue, if vengeance holds your tongue, if anger holds your tongue, then it will influence you to sin. Second, power of the tongue is not only influencing us to sin, but it leads us to insubordination because the tongue itself is insubordinated to the whole body, to the whole design of the Lord. Everybody, let's read James 3:7-8. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Akalain niyo po yun? Lahat ng uri ng hayop, name it and you can tame it. Alam niyo po kami may pusa sa bahay. Dati po lima, ngayon po dalawa. Yung tatlo po nasa cats at home na. Ay, sorry, kids at home. Dalawa lang po yun. At isa po ako sa umaayaw sa pusa dahil may rhinitis po ako. Pero hindi po pala yun. Alam niyo po, natuturuan yung pusa. Alam niyo po, mag-isa lang po ako sa bahay eh. Doon po ako sa kusina, nagde-devotion. Maliit lang pong bahay namin. Pagbukas ko po ng Bible na ganyan. Pagtugtog ko na po ng instrumental music. Pag po nakita na po ng pusa namin na meron na pong tsaa, pupunta na po iyon. At hihiga na po siya sa harap. Nung una po, gusto ko siyang paalisin kasi makakalmutin ako. Pero sinabi ko, ate ka, lumalapit. Sinasabi ko sa kanya, it's devotion time, Mango. Mango, let's do devotion! Kung ako po ay magpo-post ng picture, siguro po araw-araw sa devotional time ko po, kasama ko po yung Mango. Natetame! Natuturuan! Natetrain! At ngayon ko
mo lang po sasabihin, Yalel, huwag mo nang ipamigay. Dahil yan lang po ang kasama ko sa devotion. Pag po sinabi kong, aakyat na tayo sa taas, kasi magliligpit na tayo ng mga gamit, aakyat po yun. Pag sinabi kong, bakit ka naman dyan dumumi? Alam mo bang hirap-hirap maglinis? Huwag na dyan. Nagtatago po yun. Minsan, hindi na po niya napigil ang sarili niya. Alam niyo pong itinaas niya yung rag, yung pong basahan po, sa may CR, itinaas po niyang ganyan, at doon po siya pumupo. Hindi po sa taas ng rag, talaga po itiniklop po na po niya, at doon na po siya, at para po siyang kawawa, sorry, hindi ko na kaya. We can tame the animals, but no one can tame our tongue. This is insubordination. The tongue itself is full of deadly poison. It is restless. Hindi po siya natatahimik. Naghahanap po siya ng masisira. At kanyang kaya kang itrap into your fall. Be very careful. The tongue is untamable. Example in the Bible is Jezebel. Jezebel, ang sabi po dito, so Jezebel sent this message to Elijah, may the God strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you killed them. Jezebel. Umaten po kayo ng May 1, 2, 3 Women Breakthrough and Jezebel will be preached. The spirit of Jezebel will be one of the preachings in Women Breakthrough. Alam niyo po, kung susuriin niyo po si Jezebel, sa lahat ng bagay po, meron po siyang salita. At ang kanya pong salita ay mapanira. Ang kanya pong salita ay mapanggapi. Ang kanya pong salita ay talaga pong strong and deadly. But you know his end? Ang kanya pong katapusan, dun din po sa kanyang salita. Ang sabi niya, hindi kita titigilan hanggat hindi ka namamatay. Patayin na nga ako. Sabi niya, may the God strike me and even kill me. Hindi pa po siya tapos magsalita. Alam niyo po, nalaglag po siya doon sa bintana. At nung nalaglag po siya sa bintana, kinain po siya ng aso. And this is the worst end ng insubordination of the tongue. We kill, we destroy, we ruin lives of the people. Even the pastors, na po. Even the teachers, we all stumble with this kind of power. Alam niyo daw po sa survival story, kung daw tayong lahat ay nasa gubat, at bigla daw po merong isang lalaki na daganan ng malaking troso. Sa survival story daw po, kung ang lalaki ay madaganan ng troso sa kanyang binti, madali daw po para sa lalaki na ito, sige na, lagarin nyo na yung binti ko. Makaalis lang ako dito. That's a survival story. Maaaring patanggal natin ng anumang bahagi ng katawan natin just for us to let go of the pressure and survive. Pero alam nyo po, the same man na natanggalan na ng kalahati ng kanyang paa dahil sa troso will be the same man who cannot tame his tongue. No one. Sabihin niyo po sa katabi ninyo, no one can tame your tongue. Wala. Asawa mo, hindi mababagong dila mo. Ako po, hindi ko kayang baguhin ang dila ko. Hindi ko kayang baguhin ang mga dila ng mga anak ko. Hindi po natin kayang baguhin mga life group leaders ang dila ng mga members, life group members, disciples. What does it mean? It takes greater power. It takes the creator of the tongue. It takes the magnificent power of God. It takes the hand of the Lord. It takes the will of the Lord. His words upon our words so that our tongue will be tamed. Amen? Wala kahit sino man na makakapanahibig sa dila mo. Wala sino man na makapagbabago ng dila natin. Pero since we are coming to the Lord, since we are saying, I am a born-again Christian, since I am saying, I am a believer of Christ, then let the power of Christ redeem our tongue. And a
unless we allow Him to redeem our tongue, we will leave the same restless tongue. We will leave with the power of the tongue that can always be insubordinated to the will of the Lord. And this is very dangerous. Proverbs 18:21, the tongue is the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Kung ano daw po ang tabas ng dila natin, ano ang madalas nating sabihin, ano ang ating deklarasyon, ano ang direksyon ng ating mga labi, yun ang mangyayari po sa atin. And no one can tame it. Unless the tongue can be brought to the supernatural power of and control of the Holy Spirit, then and only then, our tongue will be tamed. Kaya kung may kaaway kang kapitbahay na naninira sa'yo, kung may ka-office mate ka na nag-slander sa'yo, kung mayroon kang kaibigan na nanira, nag-gossip sa'yo, kung mayroon kang mga kaibigan na nagsisinungaling sa'yo, you cannot change them. You cannot thwart their tongue and their words. But there's only one hope. Bring them to the Lord. Have their lives surrendered to God. Amen? That's the second power of the tongue. The third power of the tongue is inconsistency. Inconsistency, sinabi po dito, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have made in God's likeness. No? Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. Hindi dapat yun. Sabi ni Santiago, we bless God on Sunday. We curse men on weekdays. The tongue can be used in the highest calling to worship, to bless, to serve the Lord. But the tongue can also be used to the lowest evil, to curse people. We use our tongue to bless, to worship, to declare, to share Jesus, to do the conquest, to share one word, one verse, amen? And then on the other way around, we use our tongue to the lowest evil. Cursing, cruelty. Remember Peter? One day, he confessed to Jesus, Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. At sabi po ng Panginoong Jesus, Peter, you are so blessed because no one can know that except my Father revealed it to them. And you have received the revelation. You have received the anointing. You have received the choice, the choice of the Lord, the choosing of the Lord. You are one with the Lord. You are walking with God. Pero pagkatapos noon, ilang araw lang, tatlong beses niyang dinenay. Sa isang pagkakataon, nagmura pa po si Peter. At one point, we are at the highest peak of our desperation for God. But on the other picture, we are at the lowest, deceitful, darkest, dirtiest moment using our tongue to curse God. At ang sabi dito, how can you curse anyone? How can you destroy anyone by words? This anyone, itong tao na to na nilikha ng Diyos. Therefore, kung tayo ay mag-gossip, kung tayo ay maninira, kung tayo magagalit sa mga tao na may pagmumura, panlalait at paglilabel at pagkapintasan pa po natin, sabi dito, hindi lang yung tao na yun ang sinisira mo, hindi lang yung tao na yun ang pinipintasan mo, hindi lang tao na yun ang iyong tinatapakan, kung hindi ang kanyang higit na manlilikha. And this is inconsistent to our design. When God created us, He said, very good. We are far above all the creations of the Lord. Because tayo lang yung sinabihan na, wow, very good. We are the only ones created after His own image. And there is no part in the image of God, that can, He can ruin anyone He created. He could never be inconsistent with His thought, with His heart, with His move, with His words. God is one. And He is one with everything. Our speech should consistently glorify to God. Hindi po tayo gagamit ng isang vocabulary sa church at kakaibang vocabulary sa opisina at kakaibang vocabularyo sa loob ng paaralan o bahay. Our speech are a reliable revelation of our inner character. Ang ating mga salita ang nagpapakita ng totoo nating itsura sa kalooban po natin. What we say indicates who we are. Kaya po pinakita po dito, mga illustration. Next slide, sabi niya, can a fig tree be an olive tree? Or an olive tree be a grapevine? Yung una pong illustration, can a salt water merge into fresh water? Wala eh. Sa lahat po ng creation ng Panginoon, consistent po siya eh. Pagka sinabi pong salt water. Pag sinabi pong fresh water, fresh. Pagka po sinabing olive, olive. No? Grape, grape. Hindi po po pwedeng monstrous. Hindi po pwedeng manggabayabas. Hindi po pwedeng kamatis kalamansi. The declaration, the label of God is coordinated, consistent with His design, with His intelligence, with His wisdom. And people marred it. Ang tao po sinira, ang tao po winasak, ang tao po nais niyang talikuran at wasakin ang gawa ng Diyos. And this is very serious sin, grievous sin against God. The question is, can iniquity bring righteousness? Sa lahat po ng ito na pinapakita, salt water, fresh water, olive, fig, grapevine, sa lahat po na ito pinapakita ang consistency, ganun din po sa atin. Can iniquity bring righteousness? Kung ang dila mo ay mapagsinungaling, kung ang dila mo ay mapagmura, kung ang dila mo ay limitado, kung ang dila mo laging takot, kung ang dila mo laging nagdududa, kung ang dila mo laging naninira ng kapwa, can it bring righteousness? And this is a call for all of us. And we need regeneration. Unless we are being regenerated, unless we go through pagpapanibagong lahi, unless we go against our own self and be regenerated to the image and the self, the beauty of the Lord, personal beauty of God, then we can say, I am changed and I am changing. Ezekiel 11:19 says, I will give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them. I will take away their stony, stubborn heart and give them a tender, responsive heart. This is regeneration. Ayaw mo nang magsinungaling, di ba? Ayaw mo nang nagdududa. Ayaw mo nang namimintas. Ayaw mo na't lalo tigit nagmumura. Ayaw mo na hitigit lalo't nagchichismis. But unless God took away that stony heart in you, you cannot change. Allow God to redeem your heart. Allow God to regenerate you. Allow God that He will bring you to heavenly birth. Allow the Lord to change you from the inside out. Allow the Lord to take away the stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. Sabi po ni Spurgeon, unless you are regenerated, born from above, by a new and heavenly birth, you are not Christians. Whatever you may be called, you cannot produce the fruit which is acceptable to God any more than a fig tree can produce olive berries. Kahit na anong gawin natin, kahit na ano pong gawin natin dun sa fig tree, lapitan po natin ng olive tree, hindi po siya magiging olive tree. Kahit po yung fig tree, damitan po natin ng parang olive tree, hindi po siya magiging olive tree. Kahit po yung fig tree, lagyan na po natin mismo ng bunga ng olive tree, it will not be anymore become olive tree. A sinner cannot produce righteousness. But a forgiven sinner can always bear the fruits of God. We need to go through the process of regeneration. We need to tame our tongue. And this, in this way, it will prevent us. Kung tayo po'y magpapatuloy sa kapangyarihan ng kandila, na tayo'y hinahayaan nating ma-impluensyahan tayo sa kasalanan, kung hinahayaan natin ang dila natin ay hindi nakapailalim sa kapangyarihan ng Diyos, kung ang dila po natin ay inconsistent sa ating pagkatawag sa Panginoon, we will never, sabi dito, be like Christ. And we will never, ever bear the fruits of Christ. Hindi pa pwede. Unless mabago tayong buo. Unless mabago tayong buo. At this point, I know and I believe you are changing your way. And you want to say, God, I want to surrender my tongue. Because I want to bear fruits. The fruit of your likeness and the fruit of your fruitfulness. Kung wala ang disenyo ng Diyos sa ating dila, kung wala ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos sa ating dila, we can never be like Christ. And we can never be fruitful. Therefore, if you want to say at this point in time, I want to be like you, Jesus. I want to be fruitful. Pagod na po ako sa pagiging steady sa buhay. Pagod na po ako sa pangkaraniwang buhay. I want to go up. I want to build up. I want to go breakthroughs, Lord. I want to be set free. Then we need to do something. Let us tame our tongue. Four things to tame our tongue. Number one, relinquish the control of your tongue to God through confession and repentance. Pag po sinabi natin, i-relinquish, iyong ibalik, iyong ipagkatiwala, iyong isurrender ang control, ang bridle, ang hawak, ang timon, ang lahat ng control ng iyong dila sa kapangyarihan ng Panginoong Jesus sa pamamagitan ng confession and repentance. Do you remember Isaiah? Isaiah worships the Lord. Isaiah goes to the temple. Isaiah wants to see the Lord. And one time, God came to him and revealed himself to Isaiah, and Isaiah saw the Lord. Let us read through these words, and this is so powerful as we change our hearts. In Isaiah chapter 6, sabi po dyan, it was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on the lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each having 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they flew. They were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory." Their voices shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then I said, "It's all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among a people of with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of the heaven's armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it and said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven." Then I heard the Lord asking, "Whom shall I send as a messenger to these people? Who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am. Send me." We need this every day. We need this encounter every day. We need this encounter every day. Isaiah worshiped the Lord. Isaiah wanted to see the Lord. Isaiah, in his desperation, in his anxiety, in his loneliness, as the King Uzziah died, wala nang peace, wala nang control ang buong Israel, and he came to the altar of the Lord and he was asking God, God, help us with this kind of the situation that we are having in Israel. And the Lord showed to him with all his holiness and splendor. And he heard a word saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. With all the angels in the heavenlies, they all came down, they all fell face down before the Lord God Almighty. At ang sabi po ni Isaiah, this is it. Finished na po ako. Tapos na po ako. I am doomed. I am undone. I am done. Tapos na po ako because of my unclean lips. And the Lord heard him. And one of the angels with a live coal, uling na may apoy, uling na may baga, can you touch it? No, nakakapaso. Hindi po ito tungkol sa uling na nagbabaga. Ito po ang larawan ng kapangyarihan ng Diyos na malibang dumampi sa atin, we will not change. Ang dampi po na ito ay hindi nakakasira, hindi nakamamatay, hindi nakapupuksa. But this only implies that unless the supernatural power of the Lord comes upon us, we will never be this, we will just the same again and again. And so Isaiah just saw himself being touched by the Lord. At doon niyang narinig, mayroon palang invitation si God. At ang sabi ng Panginoon, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Hindi mo naririnig ang Diyos. Hindi ka makarespond sa Kanya because you have no touch of the living God. Kailan ka huling nahaplos ng Diyos? Kailan ka huling naka-encounter ng Kanyang supernatural power that it disciplines your mouth and your tongue? Kailan mo isinduko ang mga dila mo, ang dila mo at sinabi mong, Panginoon, you are the Lord of this tongue and you are the King of this tongue. Kailan yun? At ang sabi dito, we should have this daily. We should come to His throne in worship. We should come into His temple in adoration. We should come into His temple in desperation. Lord, I want to hear You. I want to go with You, but I cannot hear You. I cannot have this strong direction upon my life because I am sinful. We can only hear God. We can only walk with God if we receive His touch. If we have a daily encounter with Him, be like Isaiah. Everyday encounter with God means everyday, God, tame my tongue. Everyday I want to hear from You, God, it means everyday, God, tame my tongue. Everyday I want to walk with You, God, it means everyday, Lord, bridle my tongue. I want to give you some verses. The second discipline of our tongue is refuse to participate in the sins of the tongue. Resist to participate in the sin of the tongue. Huwag kang makisali. Alam niyo daw po, minsan, sa mga chismisan, connect ang mga kasalanan ito. Kapag ka daw po ikaw ang nakakaalam ng maraming alam na bagay, no, you feel proud. Oh, I hold the key. I have so many alam. No? Alam ko yan. Sino nagsabi niyan? Kailan nangyari yan? Ano nang ginangyari? Ganito. Alam ko yan. Saan nagsimula? Sumunod? Step 2? Step 3? Alam ko yan lahat. And you feel proud about it. Palang tanong, may part ka doon? Anong bahagi mo? If you have nothing to do with it, don't meddle. Stop. Somebody asked me, Ate, Pastora, sino yun? Sino yung kinukwento ni Pastor Al? Oh, may tanong kayong ganyan, no? Sino yun? Hoy, sino yung leader na yun? Eh, pine-prepare ko po itong message na to. Alam ko po eh. Eh, pine-prepare ko itong message na to. Pine-prepare ni Lord ito sa puso ko. Sabi ko lang sa kanya, Sis, I have nothing to deny nor confirm. I have nothing to say because I have no part in it. Kahit may alam ako, hanggang dito na lang yun. Yung tanong mo, ipagpaumanhin mo. Pasensya ka na. I have nothing to deny nor confirm because hindi yun sana all. Hindi yun pang sana all alam. Hindi. And purihin ang Panginoon because pwede pala. Pwede po pala. Dahil minsan kapag sumasali tayo sa mga kwentuhan ng ibang tao, na ano kayo, no, naiinganyo ka, lalo na kapag pinag-usapan yung kinaiinisan mo at kinaiingitan mo. Hi, salamat! Dalawa na kaming galit sa kanya. Dalawa na kaming naiinis sa kanya. O, diba, sister? Diba ganito siya? Diba ganun siya? O, diba sinabi niya yun? O, diba? O, tignan mo na. And this will bring you to judgment. Tignan po natin yung ilang verses. Sabi po dyan, Proverbs 26:18-19, just as damaging as a madman shooting a deadly weapon is someone who lies to a friend and then says, I was only joking. Uy, biruan lang. Sorry na. Nasira mo na yung future niya. Nawasak mo na ang kanyang image and then sabihin mo, nagjo-joke ka lang. Refuse. Resist. And please do not ask anything that is not about you. Anything na hindi naman magsiserve ng purpose ni Lord. Anything that will not glorify the Lord, refuse. Number 3, remember to thank the Lord always. Remember to thank the Lord always. You know, ang problema ng mga Israelites, problema ba nila ang pagkain? Problema ba nila ang tubig? Problema ba nila ang leader? No, God provided this all to them. Anong problema po nila? Ungratefulness. The Lord provided everything for them. Alam niyo po yung pag-travel po nila? 40 years silang nag-travel. Yung pong mga sandalias po nila, hindi po nabulok, hindi po nasira, hindi napigtas. Yung po kanilang mga damit, laging fresh, laging may downy, laging mabango. Hindi amoy araw. No? Hindi nila problema ang kakainin, hindi nila problema ang sisilungan, hindi nila problema ang mag-guide sa kanila. Ang problema po nila, pusong hindi mapagpasalamat. May we have this daily exercise. 10 Thanksgiving points every day. Write it down, say it, declare it. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. In all circumstances, in need, in want, in plenty, thank the Lord. In sickness and in health, thank the Lord. May mga pangyayari hindi natin inaasahan, thank the Lord. He is good. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, minsan pinofocus po natin to sa mga working, sa mga professionals, whatever I do, I will do it with thanksgiving. No, sabi dito, and whatever you do, whether in word, sa tuwing may sharing time, sa tuwing mayroong kainan, sa tuwing may fellowship, fellowship. Sa tuwing mayroong mga friends hanging out together, in everything that you share in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Psalm 34, verse 1, I will extol the Lord at all time. His praise will always be on my lips. Mga kapatid, those who were struggling with cursing, those who were struggling with pagmumura, no, start saying to the Lord, God, help me, change me, put words into my mouth, and make my mouth ever praising you each day. Start listening to good godly music, to praise and worship songs, recite verses, read the word aloud, exercise your mouth, read good stories, read good books to train your mouth, to train your tongue. Number 4, regularly practice the 3 P's for peace. The 3 P's, number 1 is to pause. It is my responsibility to guard my tongue. Sabi po din, you don't have to be talking all the time. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. Sino po dito ang batang 80s? Batang 90s? You know, gusto ko po yung cassette player. Alam niyo po yung cassette player? Meron po kayong cassette player sa bahay? Sayang po, hindi namin na-save yung cassette player po namin. Diba, ang ganda noon, merong play. Talaga, pe-press mo ganun. Tapos yung pause, pe-press mo talaga. Diba? So mga kapatid, we need to learn to pause. We need to learn to hold our tongue. We need to be quiet. Ang sabi po niya dyan sa ating mga verses, James 1 verse 19. Everybody, please read po James 1:19. Dito po ako titingin. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Sabi po yan ni James, unang chapter pa lang ng James. Dahan-dahan. Mas kaunting salita, pero mas matalas dapat ang pandinig. Bakit po tayo nagkakaproblema minsan sa communication? Kasi yung ibang mga tao, mahirap talaga silang makinig dahil sa dami ng gusto nilang sabihin. So we need to pause. Hindi po lahat ng text message at hindi lahat ng chat messages sasagutin nyo head on. Minsan po kailangan nyo magpalipas muna ng 24 hours. May mga tao na magme-message sa'yo, gusto sumagot ka na rin ngayon. Pagsagot mo, may tanong na naman. Teka muna, wait. You need to pause. You need to breathe in, breathe out. Na po. And you ask God for help. And ang susunod po niyan, after you pause, you ponder. You think. You think to rethink. You ponder even po ang mga unggoy, nag-iisip din. There are 3 types of people. People who think before they talk, people who think while they talk, and people who think after they talk. And meron daw pong kasunod yung extra, pang-apat, people who never think. Learn to ponder. Sabi dito, before ka magsalita, sabi, people who think before they talk, nag-iisip bago magsalita. Nag-iisip habang nagsasalita. Ang galing na, no? Hindi isip yung sinasabi mo. And then, yung isa, nakapagsalita na bago pa nag-isip. And this brings us to danger. And mostly, na dangerous side is people who never think what they say. We think in 2 places. Dalawang lugar ang ating lugar kung saan tayo nakikinig. Number 1, we think in our mind. Number 2, we think in our heart. Tingnan po niyo, Luke chapter 2, verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. You see, after po giving birth to Jesus, nakita ni Mary ang ganda ni Jesus. Nakita ni Mary ang lahat ng kanyang ng pagdadalang tao niya. And now, she has seen the beauty of the Messiah. Wala po siyang salita. Alam niyo pong ginawa ni Mary? She pondered all these things in her heart. Nag-isip siya. Nag-isip siya, no? Bago siya magsalita, nag-iisip siya papaano magiging Messiah. Papaano, napakaganda pala talaga nito. Buti na lang hindi ko nabiso. Hindi siya nagsalita agad. He pondered all these things upon her heart. Luke 2:35, so the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Alam niyo po, magugulat na lang po kayo isang araw eh. Sasabog na lamang po ang lahat ng inyong kasalanan sa inyong harapan. Lahat ng inyong lihim, lahat ng inyong mga pinakatago-tago. So be very careful. Matthew 9:4, knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? God sees, God knows, God feels our hearts. Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. Dito muna nagsisimulang lahat. And then binubulalas ng ating dila. So this is dangerous. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any other double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrows. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Akala mo, sinabi mo lang yon. Akala mo, dila lang yon. Akala mo, simpleng salita lang yon. Akala mo, ganun lang yon. Pero it comes from your heart. Be very careful what we say, what we declare. There are people who say, I don't like to go to the ministry. Or parang pag nasa ministry ka na, bababa ako. Bababa na ako sa ministry. Bababa na ako, hindi na ako magsiserve. Magkukonsecrate mo na ako. Bababa mo na ako. Be very careful pagbaba mo, kasi iba po yun nasa baba. God wants us to go up. God wants us to go higher. God wants us to get in close with Him through our service and ministry. That because of the issue of your heart, because of the offense, because of the stress or depression, you will say, no way, baba na lang ako. Anong tawag po doon? Gusto ng Diyos, umangat ka. Gusto mo, bumaba ka. Ano pong tawag doon? Gusto ng Diyos, mag-succeed ka. In all aspects of your life. Not only pera, not only business. Sabihin mo nga yun sa business mo. Gusto ko bumaba yung business ko. Gusto ko wala akong kliyente. Gusto ko bumaba, baba, baba, baba. Para pahinga. Para isip muna ako. Ayoko ng client. Sarado muna. You want that? No, of course. It's money. But how about your relationship with God? Ayaw mo na mag-fellowship, ayaw mo na mag-life group, ayaw mo na mag-lead, bababa ka na lang. Sabi mo kasi consecration ko, it's my time with the Lord. Respect me. But God knows the thoughts of your heart. And be very careful with your declaration. Because what you says, it could happen to you. You will eat the fruit of your lips. Ponder. Think first. And last P is pray. Pray regularly. Pray specifically. Ask for help. I cannot change, Lord, but you can change me. You pray Ephesians 4:29. And po, everybody say it with me. Ephesians 4:29, ready, go. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Pray this always to the Lord. God, we have a situation. Meron po kami situation. What do I need? Pause. Ponder. Think by the word. Think by the will of God. Think by the ways of the Lord. And never go and never ever make decision, never ever make any declaration that is not of God. Because whatever you say, it will happen to you. You judge your own direction. Pause. Be quiet. Shut up. And then pray. Go to the secret place, bow down your knees and say, God, help me get out of this unwholesome talk. I don't want to be in this unwholesome talk. I don't want to be in part of gossiping and slandering. I don't want to take part in destroying others' lives. I don't want to take part in destroying my pastor. I don't want to take part in destroying the church. Please help me. I want everybody to benefit all for your glory. God, I need the life call. Dampian mo ko ng supernatural power mo so that I will move with you. And when you seek people to join you, I could say with confidence, here am I, Lord, send me. It all begins with our mouth. Faith that works begins with a redeemed and regenerated tongue whose talk defines the walk in the Spirit. Pag-isipan po natin ito, mga kapatid. Faith that works. Gusto nating magkaroon ng ebidensya ang ating pananampalataya. Simula nating ipaligtas sa Panginoon, ipatubos sa Panginoon ang dilim, dumi, bighati, kasamaan ng ating mga dila. Hindi natin kayang baguhin, sabihin natin, gusto kong magpanibagong lahi. Give me a new heart willing to receive from you. And therefore, I can walk in the Spirit. May I invite everyone to bow your head, close your eyes. Your tongue defines your confession. Your confession reveals the condition of your heart. Maybe dumating po tayo dito, madumi ang ating mga dila, wala tayo maipagmamalaki sa Panginoon. But today, God is offering His power to us. God is in this altar, God is in the temple, and all the heavenlies declare the holiness of God. And we can only step into holiness with God if we allow our tongue to be touched by Him. What is your confession today? Do you say, Jesus, I confess. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. With all the sins I have done in relations to the sins of the tongue, lying, gossip, slander, criticism, cursing, anger, two-facedness, God, I have ruined your creation in my life because of my unclean lips. Please forgive me. While all eyes closed and all heads bowed down before the holiness of God, if this is your prayer, if this is your declaration, Jesus, I confess, please forgive me. I am a man and a woman of unclean lips. Just lift your hand wherever you are. Continue to lift your hand. Just lift your hand to Him. Just lift your hand. And as you lift your hand, you wait upon Him. You wait upon Him. You wait upon Him. Because He is about to tell you something. And He is about to touch you. Just wait upon Him. And if you are saying, God, please help me. Please help me. I want a new heart. A fleshy heart. Isang malambot na puso handang tumugon sa iyo. Lord, ang puso ko napakatigas. Kaya ang dila ko napakadumi. Lord, today I confess. Please help me. Please help me. No one can tame my tongue. No one can change my tongue. Patawarin mo ako. Inexpect ko ang leader ko na baguhin ako. Inexpect ko ang sarili ko, mababago ko ako. Pero hindi pala, Lord, no one and even I myself cannot change me. If this is your confession, please help me, God. I want to change. Ayoko nang magmura. Ayoko nang magsinungaling. Ayoko nang mag-gossip. Ayoko nang mag-label. Ayoko nang marira ng tao. Please. Ayoko na pong maging matatakutin sa salita. Ayoko na pong nagdududa. Lord, please help me. If this is your confession, please lift your hand wherever you are. Keep your hands raised. Jesus is coming to you. He is about to tell you something. Keep your hands raised. And today, if you confess, Jesus, take full control of my tongue. Take full control of my tongue. From this time on. From this time on, Lord. Please take full control of my tongue. Lord, hold the bridle for me. Hold the rudder for me. Control the rudder for me. Oh, Lord, hold the fire in my tongue, God. If this is your prayer, please raise your hand wherever you are. Lord, please. This is our confession. Oh God, please take full control of my tongue. And last, if you want God to touch your mouth, to cleanse your mouth, and you want it new, so that you will encounter Him and you want to hear Him asking you, whom shall I send? That you will be able to say to God with confidence, here I am, Lord. Send me. If you want to be sent out by God, if you want to be sent out by God in His likeness, in His fruitfulness, this is the time to be cleansed by Him. This is the time if you are saying, God, I want to be sent out, but my mouth is so dirty. Please, Lord, touch me, my mouth. If this is your prayer, anyone, please lift your hand.